We're looking at a series of messages which I've entitled You and God, and it's fundamentals of a very personal, meaningful, and productive relationship with God. There are right now 10 specific topics that we'll be covering over the next many months as we study that. The first one was the great rejection, which we have seen before. It has to do with people who don't believe there is a God, reject the very existence of God. We'll be reviewing that in a moment. We will also be looking at the great deception, people that look at the list of sins and the list of sinners in Scripture and believe that they're much better than they are. They think they're okay with God because they say they believe in God, they're religious, they're not as evil as others, and so forth. The third fundamental will be focused on the great provision, a detailed look at the provision that God has made for the salvation of man. And we'll be looking at that after this second fundamental. After that, we'll be looking at how to study your Bible, how to rightly divide the Word of God, and how to understand what God is saying to us and what was written specifically about us, and how to take what God has provided for us in His Word and apply it to our lives. We'll be looking at what is prayer in its very basic essence. What is prayer today, and what does God expect in our relationship with Him and communicating with Him and relying upon Him? What is God providing for us today, and what are we to be thankful and grateful for what God has provided for us? And what the other side of it is, what is God not doing today, and what is God not providing for today? So we'll be looking at how to live the Christian life, the power that God has provided for every believer to live the Christian life victoriously and have a very, very personal, very meaningful, and very productive relationship with God. There'll be other fundamentals that we'll be looking at as we lay the foundation for the basic scriptures and the basic doctrines that God teaches so that we can establish this very personal, meaningful, and very productive relationship with God. In our last study, we'll go very quickly through a review of that to lay the foundation for what we're actually focusing on today. We looked at the great rejection. God is real, but so unpopular because people are rejecting what He says. We saw that God's wrath, God's judgment from Romans chapter 1, and verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who do what? How do men reveal their ungodliness and their unrighteousness? They suppress the truth of God in unrighteousness. That's verse 18, who hold or suppress the truth in unrighteousness. They push it away. They reject His revelation. God has revealed Himself initially through our conscience, a very awareness, a basic awareness that God exists, that God is real. And then the incredible revelation that God has given to us in creation. And in addition to that, God has made Himself known through prophecy in the Word of God. Hundreds and hundreds of prophecies that many, most of which have already been fulfilled, many of which are yet to be fulfilled, which prove the authenticity and the reliability of the Word of God and of God who has revealed Himself to us. We see in verse 21 of Romans chapter 1, that because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. men chose not to honor him as God, nor be thankful to him. Neither were thankful. So people are inclined not to acknowledge their dependence upon God, not grateful to him for what they're dependent for his creation, for who he is, and refuse to honor him. And as a result of that, man became vain in his imaginations, empty-headed, vain imaginations, coming up with all sorts of ideologies and philosophies that are contrary to who God is and what he has revealed. That's in verse 21. So they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations and came up with all kinds of empty and evil philosophies of where we came from, where we're going, the existence of God and who we are, and so forth. Next, their foolish heart was darkened at the end of verse 21. And they declaring themselves to be wise, they became fools, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And we read from the Old Testament in the book of Psalms a couple of times where we read, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And we see here in Romans chapter 1 how that happened. Because men rejected the revelation of God, the reality and existence of God, and became utter fools in their imaginations, and were so deceived that man thinks he's so wise in his own wisdom, in the wisdom of this world, and yet in the eyes of God are legitimate fools, foolish people. What else did they do? In verse 23, they changed God's glory, changed the glory of God, of the uncorruptible God, into an image made like corruptible man. They made man-made images and foolishly worshiped these inanimate objects and these images that could do nothing for them, and yet ascribing to these images supernatural interventions and powers that are just not from God. They changed God's glory into man-made images like men and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. And what happened as a result of that? Verse 24, therefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. The result was evil works and evil actions and evil attitudes. Next, we see that they changed the truth of God into a lie. Verse 25, changed the truth of God into a lie. They believed Satan's lie, and as a result, worshipped and served the creature instead of the Creator, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, shameful affections, for their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. We see this is where that kind of corruption came from. It's a sequence here of a downgrading, a slide into an awful corruption. As a result of, first of all, suppressing God's truth in unrighteousness, changing the truth of God into a lie, worshiping images instead of the Creator, and so forth. And those are the results of what happens. Not only did they do that, but they also did not like to retain God in their knowledge, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they rejected the very consciousness of God. They said, I don't even want to think about him. And that's how bad the rejection of God is on the part of man. As a result of that, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is a mind that is completely empty of any right judgment, to do those things which are not convenient. And then we read at verse 32, the end of that section, who knowing the judgment of God, they had an awareness of the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, not only do these things, but they have pleasure in others who engage in these sinful practices. They have pleasure in them that do them. And that's how bad man got. When did this happen? How did this happen? We saw very briefly Genesis 1 through 3. We have the creation of man, and then man's disobedience and rebellion against God. Man became a sinner by nature. Man inherited or developed a sin nature, which then his progeny, his descendants, would all be born sinners. And as a result of this, there was a conflict in the very institution of marriage that God created, the power struggle in marriage, rather than a godly harmony in marriage. So that was the beginning of conflict in marriage. There's in Genesis chapter 4, we have the tragic disruption to the whole family. Cain and Abel. Abel was a man of faith, a man who believed in God, obeyed God, followed God. Cain hated that. He tried to come to God by his own righteousness, his own works. And he was jealous of Abel. He hated Abel and ended up killing Abel. And that's a tragic disruption to the family. In Genesis chapter 6, we see that the entire human race got corrupted. So much so that God had to destroy that world that he first created through a flood, and millions of people perished except for 8 individuals who entered the ark. And God showed that through that man's heart is evil continually from his youth. From birth, man's heart is corrupt and evil. And then we see in Genesis chapter 10 and 11, we have the establishment of human government, and men rejected God and declared their independence from God. They decided to build a tower, it's known as the Tower of Babel, that would bring a false unity to man, a unity in rebellion to God, and they would build this tower that would reach heaven, very much like Satan in his fall wanted to rise above the stars of God and above God himself. Man chose to follow Satan in Genesis 11. And that's actually the commentary that we have here in Romans chapter 1. And I'm going to show you that not only is this the decay and corruption of individuals, but it's also the downward spiral of society itself. See if you can identify that through this passage of Scripture and think of our society, our country, the world that we live in today. There's this downward spiral of society. What happened first? Well, as we've read here in Romans chapter 1, there's the pushing away, the holding away, the suppressing of the truth of God in favor of unrighteousness. Society has rejected the very existence of God, the evidence that God exists. Evidence is all around us and has developed all these different philosophies. As societies begin to fall, they fall because they suppress and reject God's truth. And that's what happens to man. That's step one. And we see that here in Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. And you'll see the downfall, the spiral downfall of society here in this chapter, in Romans chapter 1. The second step, of course, is they knew God, yet did not honor him as God, neither were thankful to God. They became vain in their imaginations, fools whose souls, whose hearts have been darkened. And that's the condition that our society is in. You see that in our world, in our country. It's a departure from God himself. It's been a steady departing from God. Who'd have thought 20 years ago or 40 years ago that we would see what we see today in our society? Absolutely incredible. But it follows the pattern of Romans chapter 1. Step 3, societies exchange the glory of the uncorruptible God and worship images, man-made images, and God gives up those who choose that to moral impurity and lust that is unchecked and rampant in society. And it's open today. It's wide open. And we see things that never dreamt, never thought that we would see, that the public eye, that our young people, that all of us would be exposed to in through the various mediums that are used to communicate with us. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Step number 4 in the downward spiral of society is a society changing the truth of God into a lie, worshiping and serving idols that come in many forms. Some of them are images that are worshipped. Others are the worship of money, possessions, sports, and we could go right down the list of things that man worships. And as a result of that, God gives society up because of their choice. The consequences of their choice is that they're given up to vile passions. And the end result in step number 4 is same-sex activity, which is God defines here that is against nature and is shameful. This is what God says in his word. And then the final step number 5, is people that in a society that does not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gives that society up to a degenerate mind. And what happens is that society becomes filled with all unrighteousness. Look at verse 29 of Romans 1. Being filled with all unrighteousness. And there's a list of 25 to 30 specific sins that characterize not only an individual that goes down this route, but a whole society that goes down this route. And I realize this is very small print, but there's all types of immorality that is in a society as a result of this. There is all various types of wickedness. There's actions that are driven by greed. There's ill will toward others. People that are full of envy. There's rampant murder. There's a devaluation of the human, of a human, the devaluation of man. And it's easy to find murder. There's contentious strife. See if you don't find these very characteristics in our newspapers and in our media and the things that are actually going on in our society. There's deceit, lying, bold-faced lying in our society. There's bad character, maliciousness. People become whisperers and slanderers, speaking evil of others. People become haters of God. These are the things that categorize a society that is in on its way to complete destruction. Doing wrong to others, proud people that think they're better than others and pontificate about their own beliefs when they're evil imaginations. Boasters, people that are proud and boast about how great they are. Inventors of evil things. It's not just satisfied with the evil that exists. They invent new evil, new ways to express evil and sinfulness. Disobedient to parents, covenant breakers, people that make covenants and have no problem breaking laws and covenants without natural affection. It's a sad thing to see. How is it that a mother can cold-heartedly kill her own children? No natural affection. Merciless. Truce breakers. These are just some examples of the sins of our society. And my question is, does this not describe what we're seeing in our society today? Not only in our beloved United States, but I'm shocked as I listen to news about England and other countries in Europe and Canada and all over the world. There is a downward spiral of society all over the place where right is wrong and wrong is right. And we see that evidenced throughout what's going on in our society today. No longer is right right and wrong wrong. We've made right wrong and wrong appears to be right. Where truth is really error, and error is truth. The whole society is upside down. It is all corrupt. Where we are redefining terms, and regressive behavior is now defined as progressive. It's downward spiral. It's going the wrong direction. It's bad. We're killing the unborn is now defined as women's health. Is anybody against women's health? You begin to redefine those terms, and it's happening in all categories of issues we're facing in our society today. We're committing murder in killing the unborn, but we now call it women's health. Where law-breaking illegal immigrants got initially defined as redefined as undocumented immigrants and have now become newcomers. Newcomers, new people that have come. What's wrong with new people coming to our society? And yet we see all of this corruption and disease and evil entering into our society by the millions. It's corrupting our society. And that's part of the downward spiral. Where lawlessness is now lawful, where victims are shamed and criminals now become the victims, where men are identifying as women and women as men. And so goes the downward spiral of our society. And we're in trouble because of it. How do you rescue a society like this? You cannot rescue it politically. The only rescue is for individuals to have a right relationship with God and to come to God through his provision, through the work of Christ on the cross. But we can stand tall and high because of the truth and the God we know.